3, 2, 1. This is a very simple mental tool that's intended to help you step out of thoughts and feelings and sensations that are capturing your attention and putting them in the world outside of you, so giving you a little bit more freedom to choose where to go next with your thinking. So the process is very, very simple. We'll have already done it a few times together. As a reminder, this is how it works. Firstly, notice three objects you can see in the space around you. Next, notice two things you can hear in the space around you. Next, notice one thing you can feel on the outside of you, such as air temperature, your clothes, the seat below you, or if you're standing, your feet. And that's it. Your attention will momentarily be taken from inside of you to outside, giving you a little bit of freedom to then choose to where to go next. The where next is a lot of what our early sessions together will be about, testing, finding what's going to be right for you to help you move away from your anxiety and towards what you want to do. So here are some thoughts and reflections and sort of insights into this 3-2-1 technique. The more you practice it, the easier and more natural it will become. You probably know my favourite method for doing this is post-it notes with 3-2-1 on it. Scatter the post-it notes all over the world you're in. So mirror, above the kettle, fridge, computer monitor, wherever you can reasonably put it. Then each time you see it, just do the technique. Now, there's a trick here with training the brain. If you do it like a teenager, that is really grumpy, I don't want to do this, it's going to be much harder for your brain to learn to do it as a routine. Do it with the intent of, I'm going to do this. Maybe not out loud, but with that positive intent that you want to do this to learn. Then do the technique. And then there's a final twist, which again is sort of hacking how our brains learn things, that if we feel good at the end of something, our brain is more likely to remember that pattern to do it again. So at the end of it, you can do, yes, attaboy, or whatever. Now, obviously, if you're in the middle of a meeting, you do it inside your head. Otherwise, it can get embarrassing. So that's the process. Very simple, very quick. Also, there's another aspect to what I'm giving you to do here. By practicing it in a lot of different locations under different situations, your brain will generalize this pattern to be able to be available to you in a lot more circumstances. Certainly I've come across people, and I'll give the example of meditation, where they only practice their meditation in one spot under exactly the right conditions at a certain time of day. If they're outside of those conditions, they find it very difficult to meditate. And that's only because the brain has learnt to be in that state only under those conditions. So allowing yourself to learn to practice this in a huge variety of places means that this tool is more likely to be available to you when you need it. Now, one important note is what this tool is not. Occasionally, I get people saying to me, well, it's not stopped the anxiety. Well, it's not intended to. And far beyond what I can cover in this short recording, it's just intended to buy you a small amount of time so that you can choose to move your thoughts, feelings and actions in a direction that's more aligned with what you want, which does mean you need to have pre-prepared those directions to go in. So hopefully this makes sense to you. Hopefully you're going to be able to practice it more. Obviously, any concerns or questions, come back to me. If I need to clarify things, come back to me. And good luck with it.